As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
Interesting study about the effects of using AI. Guess what? It makes you smarter and a better human. No! That's exactly not what happens. The in the particular example used, they gave survey or study participants a series of simple math problems, fractions. Now, I know you might think, there's nothing simple about fractions. But let me tell you about mathnasium. Anyway,
that would have been a good segue.
Oxford, MIT, UCLA, and CMU, they did a study at Carnegie Mellon. And basically what happened is half the group was told, here, solve these rudimentary math problems on your own. Okay? And I'm sure they're like, oh, it's not worth the money. Anyway, because people don't like math, and I don't understand it, but it's true. And then the other half were said, hey, here's ChatGPT-5. Feel free to use the AI model, which, of course, they did. The trick was, after they had answered a few questions, the AI was removed as a resource. So they answered for the last three problems, they had to do it on their own. Here's what they found. The AI-assisted test takers did better because people are bad at math. The AI is better at the fractions than you are on average, okay? Better than the control group. Once the AI was removed, their test scores plummeted to below the ordinary people's scores. Meaning, once they were both operating independently, the formerly AI-bolstered group had a solve rate of 20% less than the control group. Meaning, and also many of the people who use the AI just quit, like said, I'm not going to do it. Like they're not, I refuse. They were so angry. How long does it take? Well, we know from the data that once you start using the AI and then it gets removed, you're stupider. That's what this showed. You could okay do problems, but then when you start using the AI, you're like, I got this. And then they take the AI away and you're like, I forgot how to spell dog.
Like, was that a C?
Like, you know how to spell, and then there's a spell checker, and the spell checker makes it so you don't bother learning how to spell anymore because you just trust the spell checker.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the spell checker goes away, you're like, my name is M-A-T, I think T? Right.
I like that voice.
It just makes you stupider. Within 10 minutes. 10 minutes of using AI creates such a brain dependency on the AI that you are poor at performing the task by 20% after just 10 minutes. Now, ironically, I'm explaining that you're 20% worse at performing a task where they measured the task completion competency of people and their ability to do fractions and percentages. So I'm not sure that the conclusion lands with as much force as I would like it to, since apparently you're going to have to ask the AI, well, how significant is a 20% drop-off in my academic performance, really? Well, I don't know. God bless America. Ask the AI whether it's meaningful what I just told you. Too condescending, John? No, it's
nope.
Fair, right?
Nope.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow, 10 minutes.
Yeah, just 10 minutes.
Just think if you use it all day long.
Right?
Like people we know.
That's it. You know, if you, at some point, you got to take the brace off. At some point, you got to take the crutches off. I mean, by the way, what was the thing? There was another part of this. The majority of the test takers used AI directly, but a few of them only asked for, like, hints and clarifications. You know, hey, give me a hint. Because they weren't told how to use the AI. But 60% of the ones who did use the AI used it for, like, full-blown, do it for me, bro. Okay? The other 39% just kind of asked it for, hey, can you suggest how to solve this? And those people, here's what's interesting, then they did it with the suggestion, no drop-off in capability. So if AI is just there nudging you a little bit once in a while at your direction, maybe it's not so bad, but
But you're not relying on it completely all the time for your information.
But that's the point. If you are, how much worse would the results be? How much worse would the results be for people who are using it all day, every day to do all kinds of things? 7:15 on happy Thursday. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, wow. Yes. So no accidents to report to you. But if you're on 9 Mile going westbound toward I-10, you're going to see just this 3 or 4 minute delay there. Also, Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile is experiencing about a 5 minute delay. I'm John Pickens and not 8i on with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. I have a lighter one. You want a lighter story? I don't know. This might make you angry. I don't know, John. I don't know what your feelings are about this.
Well, you didn't ask.
Okay. So the SEC is going to do away with Cupcake Weekend. I didn't even know about this. I feel dumb. I've only been an SEC fan for like 12 years.
Okay, but even your team.
Yeah.
They still play like, you know, UWF or, you know, South Alabama. Wow.
Why you got to say it like that?
Because
the week before the rivalry week.
Right.
Right. It's like tune-up games, but it's not preseason.
Correct.
And this has been a long-standing tradition. And one of the things that happens is you go in there, you score 50 points in the first quarter, and then you put in Tim Tebow when he's just a rookie, you know, or a freshman, or Cam Newton. And they get to show off. And, well, one theory is that showing off the freshman doesn't work so well anymore because of the transfer portal.
NIL, yep.
Okay, that's one issue. But also that other schools feel like it's an unfair, I don't know, padding or preparation or whatever. But
then the other schools are thinking, oh, we're getting $20 million just to do this game.
Right, the small schools love it.
Yeah.
Because they get a benefit out of it. I don't really have a strong opinion about this one way or the other. Although it was kind of one of those things where once it got said, I'm like, yeah, it always did seem weird that we played weird scrub schools the week before rivalry week. So anyway, that's apparently going away. And then you have the enhanced games, you know, the steroids and special gear and cybernetic, whatever. I mean, that's not quite, but seriously, do you see, you know, the enhanced games, it's we're going to let athletes do whatever they want to do with their bodies. And like in swimming, they're going to let them use these special skin suits that are outlawed in regular swimming. You know, that make them faster, allow them to go through the water faster. Doping is allowed, encouraged. Everybody's going to be using whatever they want to do. So the announcement at the...
you for real?
Oh, yeah, this already happened.
Oh.
This is not regular sports. This is enhanced sports. This is like the other esports.
Okay.
Gotcha. What did they actually call it? The actual name? The enhanced games. Yeah, enhanced games.
But it's esports. Yeah.
So one of the organizers, he says, CEO... Maximilian Martin says, we have arrived in the mainstream. We're here to stay. We've changed the world tonight. With the power of enhancements, we can prove that we are the best we can ever think of, and you are the living proof of that. And he told, for the last 3 days, enhanced took over the internet, enhanced his culture, and now people can also get enhanced and be the best they ever have been, and you can order your supplements, and you're right here at this special number. The concern about the enhanced games, obviously, for the athlete's health, okay? But also, the assumption was the enhanced folks would get in there and shatter all the records. Did they, John?
No.
They broke one world record.
That's it?
One. Yeah. Greek swimmer Christian Gakolomev, maybe? He broke the world's record in the 50 men's freestyle, and that's it. No other world record was broken, even with all the dope you can imagine. Doping, not necessarily used in cocaine, but I mean, I don't know what they use. Could be anything. And so it's not really that much of a success, but the money was ridiculous because a lot of regular Olympic, like non-steroid using athletes or non-doping athletes competed. The money was really, like if you got a gold medal, a first place was worth $250,000. Second place is worth the silver is worth 125. So a lot of regular athletes competed and made more money than they make in.
But how much did you spend to get there?
Oh, but I mean, the athletes aren't paying anywhere near that kind of money.
Okay.
You know, I don't know where the money came from, advertising, you know, supplements, sellers, all of that, I assume. But so the money in this was pretty good. So I understand why a lot of regular athletes competed, and they didn't use anything in the competition. They still won. So, you know, pretty good payday, I suppose, for some people. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a great realtor who's going to understand your situation, understand the market, do their best for you, and get you the end result, obviously. But I know how it works. You know, you've got a friend or, you know, brother-in-law or somebody who goes to church with you and, you know, you've been thinking you'd use them. And that's, listen, it's great. Go with the person you're comfortable with. I understand. I'm just saying include Christina Leavenworth on your interview list. And, you know, ask her, well, you know, Andrew always talks about you, but what makes you better? I know this person. I trust them. I've known them for a long time. Why should I go with you? And let her explain, and she will. And then you can decide for yourself. I'm just saying, you know, it's a pretty big decision. It's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's frustration and stress or feelings of, you know, comfort and relaxation and happiness. And, you know, how it goes matters a lot to your overall life prospects. So maybe it's something that you want to interview more than just one person for to think about what's the right, you know, way to go. She and her team at Levin Ranke Realty sold 209 homes last year. 4 weeks. Put that up against whatever you want. I'm just saying, you know, talk to her. Talking is not a commitment. A phone call is not a commitment. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Ranke Realty.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're paying attention to the race for Florida's next governor, then perhaps you know the name Paul Renner. Mr. Renner will be at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. I'm going to host an on-platform interview with Mr. Renner, and then he'll receive your questions. Listen, these gubernatorial candidates, they're applying for a job, and we get to conduct the job interview. And remember, in our constitutional republic, these political officials represent us, but they can't represent us well if we don't interact with them. You might say, I don't care who my next governor is. Well, you should. So many of us have seen the moral decline across our country in recent years, and there are many reasons for that moral decline. But part of the blame is to be laid at the feet of apathetic Americans. So let's interview these candidates and elect righteous magistrates. I encourage you to join us this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? Maybe some things I wouldn't. And I need a kiss.
Raise your hand if you know all the words. Broken down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Yeah, you should know it. I always think about that. You know, how is it that you come to know the songs by heart that you know by heart? And which ones are you sort of like proud that you know all the words to? And which ones are you a little bit ashamed that you know all the words to? Which ones do you not tell other people at parties that you know all the words to?
That would be a good frivolous topic.
Yeah, we could do it. We've done it before, but we can do it again. Okay. No, but it's a good, I mean, you know, we've done it for so long. And there's topics come back, you know?
Yeah.
We've revisited things. Funny karaoke story. The first time I think I ever did karaoke was for our company Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
I may have done it before, but I don't think I had. And I'm like, oh, I can definitely do some Public Enemy, Burn Hollywood Burn. And I'm halfway through this song looking out at the, you know, this is first year on the job with right? all of these Pensacola people. And I'm like, oh, I may have misjudged the audience.
You didn't read the crowd. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away. Anyway, so as I'm watching, I'm like, well, I do know all the words. John Pickens has traffic on the fives, John.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But if you're on 9 Mile Road going westbound approaching I-10, you're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. But other than that, things look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. David Wayne.
I wish I would have been there. That would have been great.
Well, and, you know, this was before the habit of everybody videoing everything.
Right. So you got lucky.
I sure did. It does not exist, as far
that
as I
you know.
Know
of.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines.
First time
David?
At a new karaoke party, you got to go the safe route and go with Love Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Ice Baby is.
Ice Ice Baby, do. Yeah, something like that.
I'm trying to remember. I think I might have chosen the next year. I might have gone Nine Inch Nails, and I think I just I'm not doing karaoke
read
anymore.
Read the crowd.
Go on, David.
A federal judge has refused to temporarily block an executive order from President Trump aimed at restricting mail-in voting. The order calls for federal agencies to help create voter eligibility lists and directs the Postal Service to limit delivery of mail ballots to people on those lists. Opponents say the order exceeds presidential authority. There's a Google employee being charged with using inside information to make $1 million on Polymarket.
It feels weird when you don't say dollars.
I know. $1 million on Polymarket.
Well
there
done.
We go. Google software engineer Michelle Spagnolo is charged in a federal court with fraud and money laundering. The complaint says he used an account under the name of Alpha Raccoon to correctly bet that the most searched person last year would be the singer, again known as David, spelled with a 4 somehow.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? He's the king of the trash pandas. Right. All right, David, thanks so much, Alpha Raccoon. Oh, my goodness. This is kind of a funny little story. You know, my wife sometimes ambushes me with these things, and it's good. So I ambush you, John. You ready? What do you think is the most well-known song from America in China? The most well-known song that everybody knows that represents America that people sing in China. You want to take a stab?
I was going to say, she bang, she bang. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Well, that's Ricky Martin. Isn't that not a...
I don't know, but it's just what came to my mind.
Yeah, I said something Taylor Swift, and more. I was like, oh, you could not be farther off. The most popular song in China that represents America is...
Why didn't you tell me?
What?
Every morning you greet me.
Edelweiss from The Sound of Music.
What?
Or, they also know...
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Because you know how, like, a culture is represented by things that culture has long since moved on past? Like, when I used to, you travel in Europe and you tell people you're from Chicago because I used to be from Chicago. Like, oh, Al Capone. I'm like, yeah, 70 years ago. But it's, you know, it's what element of your culture percolates out to the globe that they think of you as representing that thing. And
that's interesting.
And so for this one, it sort of comes from the fact that, you know, with the Cultural Revolution, the censorship.
Oh, that's right. They have that over there.
Right. Yeah. And so sort of semi post that, not really post that, Sound of Music was something that was deemed to be an acceptable cultural experience. And so even though it's set fictitiously after the fact in Austria, you know, it's not Austrian, it's American. But still, that was what, you know, they learned. And so if you go to karaoke bars, apparently people sing Edelweiss and Do Re Mi in China. I also think it's weird that they have a Japanese practice of karaoke in China, since the hostility between China and Japan is so fascinatingly robust historically. But yeah, I'm like, so Sound of Music is what represents America in China.
Wow. No wonder they look at us weird.
It is strange, though. The things we think represent other countries versus how the other country really is, and vice versa, right?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa the Fragile. U.S.-Iran ceasefire remains in effect, but it may be a little tattered.
A U.S. official tells Fox News that four one-way attack drones posed a threat and were shot down. Then a strike was also conducted against a control station near the city of Bandar Abbas that was about to launch a fifth drone. In response, the Iranians launched a drone and missile attack against Kuwait, targeting a U.S. base there, according to Iran's IRGC.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. At least two are dead following a chemical tank implosion at a Washington State paper mill.
Family members have identified one of the victims as Jared Amons, who leaves behind a wife, two kids, and one on the way. And Gilbert Bernal, friends say he was one of the best people they've met.
Fox 13 Seattle's Alejandra Guzman. Officials say nine are still missing, but there's no hope of survivors. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and we've got 74 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, and of course, we'll get a full look at our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us up in just a few minutes. Well, a special legislative session starts on Monday to discuss putting homestead property tax elimination on the ballot in November. Local officials say it could mean a cut for county services. County Administrator Wes Moreno says that they've seen this coming and they've already been working on contingency plans.
What comes out, it could be a reduction of services. You keep your core services, you prioritize those at the top, and then you look down from there. But depending on what that number is, there could certainly very well be a reduction of services. We don't know exactly what that looks like yet. We do have, I do have a plan. It's not a very pretty plan.
Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno, he says the county really won't know the full financial picture until the session produces a plan and voters can weigh in November. The governor is pushing for increasing the homestead exemption up to $250,000, then eventually up to $500,000, which he says would eliminate property taxes for more than 92% of Floridians. Well, in Century, they're in the middle of a big infrastructure overhaul, and it's not costing the town a dime. More than $23 million currently worth of water, wastewater, and transportation projects are underway there, funded almost entirely through state grants and low-interest loans with principal forgiveness. Work includes upgrades to the town's wastewater treatment plant, well rehabilitation, water meter replacements, and a new Freedom Road bridge. Most of the projects are currently just over halfway done. Two Pensacola women previously charged with neglecting young foster kids are now facing aggravated child abuse charges. Sheriff Chip Simmons says investigators have established that Dinesha Blunt and Antonia Williams were not only responsible for failing to get medical treatment for the kids, they believe they caused the injuries themselves. The 1 and 3-year-old foster children were hospitalized with 25 combined injuries between them. Blunt's being held on $1 million bond, Williams on $500,000, and Simmons says more arrests are possible as the investigation in that case continues. Florida Senator Rick Scott says the standoff with Iran will end one of two ways. He was on Bloomberg TV this week. Scott said either a deal is reached that prevents Iran from getting a nuclear weapon or decisive military action would be taken to stop it. Scott said President Trump understands the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran and said it cannot be allowed to happen. Well, federal fisheries managers want to replace paper logbooks with electronic reporting for commercial fishing vessels in the Gulf. NOAA Fisheries is accepting public comments on a proposed rule through the end of June. The change would affect commercial fishing permits covering reef fish, snapper, grouper, dolphin, wahoo, and coastal migratory species. Comments can be submitted at the NOAA website. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Nothing, let's see here. If you're on 9 Mile Road going westbound toward I-10, we're seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay, and also 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, about a 5 minute delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Heading into Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 84. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, we're at 79 degrees and sunshine this morning. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are awaiting the release of April's personal consumption expenditure price index reading, due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect a month-over-month increase of 0.5% and a year-over-year rise of 3.8%. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said his company could enter the cloud computing market if it overspends on data centers and has excess capacity. Of the four U.S. hyperscalers, Meta is the only one that does not sell cloud infrastructure and services. Officials say energy inflation tied to the war in Iran has lasted longer than expected, creating a stagflationary shock for Asian economies. Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee said on CNBC that initial estimates in the future markets had expected energy prices to be a lot lower than current levels. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data later this morning. Both Dow and NASDAQ futures are down by more than 100 points. Yesterday, the Dow gained 182. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Scammy commissioners voting unanimously to extend County Administrator Wes Marino's contract. Commissioner Mike Kohler, who had publicly pressed Marino over the library issue at a previous meeting, voted yes and framed his support around something specific he wants to see happen.
I want a normal transition plan that we have not had in this county.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Listen weekday afternoons 4 to 7. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. Joining us by phone, we have Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning. Happy Fiesta.
Happy Fiesta. You know, honestly, I am so annoyed that whatever, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, it just completely escaped my attention that last night was Surrender of the City. I love that event. I always go. I always record it. We always play the clips of the good jokes and the bad jokes. And I know the parade's tomorrow, but I just completely forgot. So I don't know. Did you attend last night?
I didn't attend, but I didn't forget. So I'll send you an invite next year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Oh, speaking of that, parade is tomorrow. And what are the parade routes? Are they the same as we've been doing before for the last couple of times? It's still going to be Jefferson, right?
Yeah, it still is. And people can expect to be rerouted around 2 o'clock tomorrow, between 2 and 3. So the best thing to do if you're going east and west is to use Cervantes, because coming downtown is going to be an issue for you. Just get there early, find a good legal place to park, and come have a good time. And we'll get everybody out after the parade as quickly as we can.
Very good. And park outside the perimeter. That's the key. You cannot be parked in the security perimeter, right?
Yeah, there's signage up, and most of locals are getting used to that. We will have to tow that vehicle, and fortunately, we haven't had to do that very many times at all, and we certainly don't want to do it tomorrow. So find a legal place to park away from the route. And if it's on the route, it's clearly marked.
I know it's not yours to decide, but I always like to ask the law enforcement, because they're very heavily involved in this. Do you guys have a preference between Palafox when it gets fully reopened and Jefferson as far as what's easier to police?
No, it's about the same either way.
Okay.
We're taking a turn away by going the old route, but it hasn't been an issue. The new route has not been an issue. It's been fine.
And I guess I was thinking that maybe the bollards that we've got funded for Palafox would be useful, but they would, I guess, on the side streets, right? Cause you're not driving the north, south wouldn't matter, but the east, west might be helpful. Is that?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
All right, very good. We had a kind of awful story. I don't love the awful stories, but they are the things that happen. We had a 45-year-old Pensacola man charged with the really bad things with a young girl, a very young girl, under the age of 12. What do we know about this story?
Not a lot that I can talk about on it because of the nature of it, but what I can say is if you are aware of anything like this, sometimes these things have gone on for years and have been kept to themselves, have been not covered up, but just not reported to police. That in itself is a crime. But if you suspect anything like that's going on between an adult and a child, please pick up the phone and call us, because if it goes on long enough, and again, you can be charged as well for knowing that and keeping it to yourself.
Yeah, that was something that, the fact that mandatory reporting of sexual abuse of a minor or also physical abuse, it's both, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you know that, because we've talked about this, but if doctors and teachers and so forth, obviously are mandatory report for any of this stuff, but for you as an individual, as a citizen, if you know or suspect that abuse is going on with a child and you don't report it, you can be criminally charged with this. We are all mandatory reports by law in Florida.
Yes. And you will be charged. So these children depend upon adults, and hiding something like that is horrible. So we want you to do that, and if you don't, we're going to come after you, because it's just it's one of the worst things that you can do is keep something like that to yourself.
I actually, I don't want to tell you how to spend your money, but it seems like you guys in the sheriff's office, that would be a public awareness campaign, because I am sure people do not know that's true. We've talked about this before, and it might be worth telling them. Not just so they avoid a charge, but also so they're more active in reporting the things that go on, because we want bad people reported. And, everybody's a see something, say something person by law when it comes to our children. I got a question the other day, and I knew the answer, but I thought since they asked me, I would ask you, because probably other people have this question. In South Florida, there was a ruling. A court struck down red light cameras because the judge said that you do not have the ability to challenge your accuser. It's a violation of your due process rights. Are our red light cameras still in operation?
Yes, they are. And yes, you do have the ability to challenge your accuser. If you feel like that you've been cited unjustly, you can go before, have a hearing, and the officer will be called in. You'll be able to play that video back and the photographs and make sure it's the correct vehicle with the correct tag, and all that information will be present. And if the hearing officer determines that it was unjust, then they will dismiss that. So they are still active in Pensacola, but, things change over time. And if that ever happens, if it's deemed to be illegal for any reason, then they'll come down. But right now they are up and fully functioning.
You know what? I'm I may have misrepresented part of that case, because as you were talking, I'm like, oh, it was also the issue, or specifically the issue of the presumption of innocence, presumption of guilt, I think was part of the complaint too, that because you have to prove you weren't the one driving it, as opposed to the presumption being that you were innocent until proven guilty, was part of it. So I apologize for mischaracterizing the lawsuit. But still, as you say, you can challenge them, certainly, right?
Absolutely. And if you weren't driving, then just the person that was driving needs to be responsible for it. And and you got to remember, this is a civil citation. This is not something that's going to go against your driver's license. Your insurance company's not going to find out about it. Nothing like that, unless it's not taken care of. And then it turns into a uniform traffic citation, which does affect your license and your insurance. So it's and it starts out at $158 when it's civil, but it goes up to $258 if it turns into a state citation.
I had meant to let you know I wanted to ask this, and I forgot. So if you don't know offhand, we can just talk about it next week. But do we have any newer data on the red light cameras, which intersections, or is it trending about the same as it's been? Are we starting to see improvements? Do you know? Have you looked lately?
I don't have the latest numbers, but I can tell you there's still a lot of it happening. I'm one of the officers that reviews those.
Okay.
I do that every day. So it's still happening. We're hoping the numbers go down over time. It's like, you know, everybody knows not to speed through Gulf Breeze, because for 30 or 40 years they've had strict enforcement over there. And the longer these cameras are in place, the more the locals are going to get used to them and understand that red light running is not only dangerous, but it can cost you money. So the longer this goes on, we're hoping that those numbers drop, at least with the local numbers, the local drivers.
Well, that was the goal. Cut down crashes, cut down a red light running, which risks crashes. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No crashes to let you know about right now, which is great news. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. You know, Mike, you said something interesting. You know, you are one of the officers that reviews these red light citations. How many of them do you process in, like, say, an hour?
50 to 75.
Okay. And how many do you reject? Do you have a ballpark? I assume it's not very many.
Well, that can be 8, 10, or 15. It all depends.
Okay.
There's different reasons for rejections. And if we see something that we understand why that vehicle went through that light, or and a lot of times they went over the stop bar and then they stopped and backed up, those are the ones that we will reject.
Okay. So 10 to 20% get rejected. Interesting. And I had actually been curious about that. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, if you did enter, but because you were slamming on the brakes and you did it too late, but because you were scared of the cameras, you slammed on your brakes, which, I mean, that can happen. But you went over the line and then you back up. You're not going to issue a citation for that.
No.
What if they stop but don't back up? Like they're stopped, but they're over the white line. Will you typically issue that one?
Well, again, that's something we have to look at. Every case is different. Do they stop in the intersection and back up, or do they stop in the intersection and proceed? A lot of times the mind has to catch up with what's going on, and by the time it does, they're locked up in the middle of the intersection. So we look at each one of those, and when we can, we're going to give the motorists the benefit of the doubt. But we have too many of them, and I see them literally every day going through these intersections at 45, 50, 55 miles an hour just to beat the light. So, which is a very dangerous thing to do.
So they're literally trying to speed up in order to get, to get through on yellow, but, you know, they wind up, you know, messing up or whatever.
Yeah, the yellow is like, press the accelerator as hard as you can. And that's just something that we're not going to tolerate.
And I know that, you know, the city periodically, you guys periodically release the video of the very egregious ones. But, if you could characterize, like, what percentage of them are that, you know, just sort of people doing crazy things to get through on yellow? Like, they just barely broke it, if you want to say it that way. It's still very dangerous. And how many of them are, I mean, that light's been red a while. It's amazing nobody got killed.
Yeah, I'd say 20 to 30% of them are just blatant violations to where you can't believe what you just saw.
Mm, okay. Well, I'm glad I know that you do that, because that's interesting to hear from somebody who's actually put their eyes on these things and had to judge them. And the reject rate is kind of interesting to me as well. The big news of the day is kind of an interesting one. We should be seeing a whole new appearance for our PPD cruisers, right?
Yeah, we're going to uncover one of those today, and the media will be present. They are totally different. These are new Ford Explorers, and they are silver. So the black and white is gone, and we need to talk a little bit about that because
Hold on. I want to know details, but it's not Tahoes, it's Explorers, and they're not going to be black and white anymore. They're going to be silver.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Keep going.
Now, I thought we were going to do a traffic break is why you interrupted me.
No. I just want to make sure I heard you right. But, okay, go on.
Yeah. So, stop me if you need to. But we are saving – we're extending our purchasing power on these vehicles by $140,000. We're saving about $9,000 per car by going to a single color because that was costing us $1,000 on paint on the black and whites and also the difference on the price between the Explorer and the Tahoe.
Okay.
So, and one other thing, too, that a lot of people don't know is that we're saving an additional $1,000 per car because we cut and apply our own graphics. Years ago, we had 3M come in here and put the graphics on the cars, which was a huge expense for the graphics and the labor to put those on, and we don't have that expense either.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So this is kind of like what we saw at the Sheriff's Department, right? They went away from the green and white to all white. The Sheriff's explanation is, we don't have to paint them. It's better. It's cheaper. They are being painted silver instead of what, stock black or stock white? I assume white.
Right.
But still, that is still a cost savings, plus the decals, plus the Explorer versus the Tahoe.
That's it.
Any performance issues or convenience issues, any sacrifices that are being made from the Tahoe to the Explorer?
The Explorer is a little bit smaller. I don't know if that's a sacrifice or not. Some of the officers prefer that. But the Tahoe, the price of the Tahoe just went through the roof. It's a great police vehicle. We've had them since 2013. Just like the Crown Vic was just a workhorse for many years, but,
right.
Times change and funding changes and prices go up and we have to make those adjustments to make sure that we're spending tax dollars, the way that we should be.
Very good. One more thing before we get to our, what I was like to end with, the cop myth. Chief, of course, got his installation officially. He's been installed now, and he's been on the job, what, about 2 months, if I'm not mistaken, something like that? From your perspective as an employee, I mean, you are his public information officer, but how are people adjusting? How is he adjusting? Anything you can tell us from the front lines?
He's doing a great job. He's having fun. He hasn't taken a day off. He's out there in the public. He's going to be out there this morning when we unveil the new car. He's very friendly to the media, which is something that the three PIOs and we got together and we're like, wow, this is a great breath of fresh air. He likes to be out front, and that's exactly where he should be. And Chief Winstrom is just having fun. He's a hard worker, and so far so good. We're glad to have him.
I loved in the installation. I thought, he's going to fit in just fine. His little boy was wearing shorts at the installation. I thought, good for him. It's Pensacola in the summer. Absolutely. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. And you and I have talked about this one many, many times before, but it really, really torques me off every time it shows up. And I just happened to see it again yesterday. We're watching the new Yellowstone spinoff, Dutton Ranch. This woman wants to report her husband missing. And the sheriff says, we can't do anything about it till he's been missing for 72 hours. And Mike, you want to tell people the truth?
I'm a Dutton Ranch guy myself. I saw that episode. Do not wait. That is a myth. It's been going on for years, ever since TV has been TV and cops have been on it. So we need you to report that as soon as possible, especially when it comes to missing children, those with autism or anybody we need to know right now because seconds matter, again, especially with kids. So give us a call. Let us get on it. And we would love to be able to get a phone call before we even got to your home canceling us because the person's been found. But just get us en route so we can begin doing our job and try to get that individual home.
There are thousands of mistakes that the media makes, TV and movies make when it comes to policing and other professions as well. And we've talked about them many times. This one is particularly pernicious because it can affect people's lives if you wait, because you do not have to wait. There is no law you have to wait. There is no practical reason to wait. If somebody's missing, especially a kid, you call right now because seconds matter, minutes matter, right?
Yeah, it does. So don't pay attention to the shows on TV. It just goes to show that police work can be very boring, and Hollywood has to spin it up a little bit to make it interesting. So And if you're wanting to know, in my personal opinion, one of the best cop shows as far as accuracy goes, Hill Street Blues, maybe a little Barney Miller in there, but the worst ones are T.J. Hooker and Reno 911, unfortunately.
I like that should be a whole topic on its own. We should talk with you about the good and bad cop shows. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for what you do. Thanks for keeping us informed, keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound approaching 9 Mile Road, we're seeing about a five-minute delay, and also 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze. You're experiencing a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
John's over here pouting about T.J. Hooker and Reno 911. Hey, if you need a new roof or you need a replacement or you need a repair or whatever the case may be, or you're not sure, which is, fully understandable. You know, you think you need, maybe you don't. Selling your house, do you need to replace? Okay, call Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago. The basic idea was simple. We're going to do good roofs at a good price. We're going to be straight with people, and we're going to answer their phone calls, and we're not going to talk to them like they're dumb, and we're not going to talk to them like if they don't know there's something wrong with them. We're just going to treat them like people. Well, 10,000 roofs and a 4.9 rating on Google later, and 20 years later, the same basic approach. They have a lifetime workmanship warranty on all their roofs. They will talk you through whether it makes more sense to repair or replace. They do about 10% repair, about 90% replacements. But sometimes you can get by. But the cost, maybe if you have to do a full replacement in a couple of years, is going to be prohibitive anyway. Or your insurance savings by doing it now. They'll talk with you, okay? They'll explain it to you. No problem. Ask them your questions. I just had a good friend use them because she heard me talking about them. She's like, Andrew, you know, they didn't promise to be the cheapest. They certainly were not the most expensive. I trusted them, and they did exactly what they said they were going to do, and I couldn't be more satisfied because that's what I wanted, somebody that I could count on. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When Pensacola Sports plays, everyone wins. For over 70 years, Pensacola Sports has been in the game, creating, recruiting, hosting, and supporting amateur, collegiate, and professional events that make the Pensacola area a premier sports destination. Every event, every electrifying moment drives real economic impact and delivers top-tier competition that elevates our quality of life. This is more than sports. This is Pensacola's game. Pensacola Sports, the team behind the biggest moments. Learn more at PensacolaSports.org.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Look, you see how they dress when they go out, right? They want you to notice them. Now, all you're doing is letting them know that it's working. You got to get off this respect. There's nothing wrong with letting the girls know that your money... that you
want to
party.
There's nothing wrong with letting them know that you're money. You want to party. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, emergency room visits linked to tick bites are apparently at their highest seasonal levels since 2017. The CDC says the rise could lead to more cases of Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses this summer.
I hate ticks. Ugh.